what's going on? Who's that? Peyton, Jags, tight ends, fucking shit like that. Stonk it. What's going on, jerk-offs? Here we go again, right? We're back. Another edition. New episode. Edition. New episode. Who fucking knows what it is? It's new, though, of your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I am Roy. Did you guys watch the Oscars? Because if you hear that noise back there, that's just still some excitement coming off of those. And I didn't even watch them. I didn't even look. I had some jokes written just in case they called me up if they needed some punching up. Come and punch their jokes up a bit. Here's one. Tonight, Hollywood's best and brightest stars come together. Except for that guy down there. He's the worst. Am I right, guys? Guy's awful. Did you see his movie? Ooh, that was a stinker. Hey, Bill Cosby. Right? How about this guy? They should hang him up by his feet and pummel his testicles. Am I right? Oh, get over yourselves. Yeah, fuck you too. Fuck you too, Tom Hanks. Okay, moving on. That was just, I was going to try to punch up some jokes there. Give Doogie Howser a little help, but they didn't come calling. So I just wanted to give everyone a taste of what they were missing out on. And there's more where that came from. I'll have some ready for the, is there any more awards? There's no more awards, are there? There's none. There's nothing. If there's an award for stupidest idiot, it will go to me. Why don't we move on to the Lightning here? The Lightning over there, they've been off since the loss on Sunday against the Avalanche in Colorado, Denver, Colorado, 5-4 there against the Avs. Right now, they're waiting to get back to work on Friday. I'm guessing basically a 4 or 5 day, I guess the 4 day rest. Is due to their long West Coast trip there. Right now, the Habs, not the Avs, the Habs, the inhabitants, Canadiens, sitting first with 83 points, Lightning still in second with 80. You know, not a bad place to sit after not fucking playing for 3 days at this point tonight. It's been a slow, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just a lot of teams had a. A lot of teams had a long road trip, so they gave them the time off. I don't know how that works. I'm not in the NHL, sadly. They refused to take me. So we'll see them go back to work on Friday against the Blackhawks. Bringing up the Blackhawks, Patrick Kane out for 12 weeks with a fractured clavicle. He went into surgery today. Today is Wednesday. We've all heard that. So he'll be out for 12 weeks. If he does come back this season, playoffs, it'll be in the Western Conference Finals if the Blackhawks do get that far, which the way they've been playing, they probably will. But that's been the way they've been playing with him, who is tied for the league lead with 64 points, excuse me, and leads the Blackhawks in goals and assists, I believe. That could be a lie, but I know that he has 27 goals and whatnot. So, yeah, and whatnot's okay, right? If like a news anchor said, like, hey, you know, this guy, he's coming around, he's shooting people, he could be in this area and whatnot, you'd be okay with that. Exactly, you would. So we'll see how Friday goes. I've been fucking, you know, nothing going on here. Come on. I need some hockey. There's nothing to watch. There's no Tampa Bay sports happening right now. Maybe 4 days I got to go. Then we're going to bounce on over to the Rays. Stinky Rays there. Nothing too big going on there. You got the pitchers and catchers working it down there in Port Charlotte there. And then they're going to get to work against the Orioles in Port Charlotte on March 5th. Get to it, son. It'll be nice to have them back at it. There's a projected lineup of what's going to be happening during that game against the Orioles, but I don't put too much stock in that. It's spring training. It's the preseason. It's testing people out. So we'll see where that goes. Let's stonk on over to the Bucks here. Bucks, obviously, at this point, they're eyeballing Jameis Winston, this Winston character, for QB with the first pick. I looked at him in the combine. He looked good. And on target. And this, he was making all the throws. He was making all the passes. He looked good. He's the most NFL ready. Yeah, this is a guy you're watching step back and throw the ball without 3 to 4, possibly 5 or 6 fucking 300-pound guys running after him. Okay, when I realize something's on the line there because he's playing for a fucking position, right? He's playing for a job. He wants to get drafted, so he's going to do well. But you don't have the pressure of fucking guys running after you. I don't think the combine is great for lifting and just kind of going, okay, yeah, he's got a nice form. You know, if he can handle pressure with guys fucking wanting to mash his face into the fucking ground, then yeah, he's going to do well. But I don't think that's a good test of what he's actually going to go against when he gets into the NFL. He wasn't too fast in the 40. But that, I mean, what does that mean for a quarterback? That doesn't mean anything. If you're a running quarterback, you're a running quarterback. You're going to outrun the defensive linemen. Maybe not the, you know, linebackers. Those guys are quick. Cornerbacks, no. But you can move around. You know, Russell Wilson, Kaepernick, used to be Wilson. Not Wilson. Who the fuck is it? What's his name? RG3. Griffin. There you go. RG3. And, you know, famously, Tom Brady got one of the worst fucking 40s ever drafted last round, and he hasn't done too bad for himself, has he? No, I'm looking at my notes here. No, he has not. He's fared pretty well. Bucks are currently, at this point, going into the season with $27 million under the cap. Under the cap, which is, that's very low. They got one of the lowest in the league. And they're looking to probably clear up some more. They got Mason Foster. They may cut him. May let him go. I like him. He's a good linebacker. He was kind of in charge of the defense there. I realize I can hear my chair popping and I want to smash it through the fucking window. So bear with me. I'm as angry as you are. So you got Mason Foster. He's got kind of poor coverage skills. He's not great. So he's not a great fit for the Tampa 2 where he's going to be doing a lot of covering, obviously you want a guy that can do both. You want a guy who can get in there in the run game, but also drop back in pass coverage, cover deep center zone in the middle there while the safeties are going out. Those guys are covering. You know, you're gonna want that. He hasn't done that for the Bucks since he was drafted in 2011, I believe. Raheem Morris was there at that point. So he may not be there next year. Another one that I'm seeing they might let go of is Adrian Claiborne. I don't know. Who knows what happens there? I'm hoping he comes back because you want the... you need some defensive ends. You're going to want some... And I think he's still, give him another chance and see what he does. Now let me see who the Bucks may be targeting for Rem over there. They got Raheem Moore there in Denver. He probably won't be sticking around. They're going to be looking to extend probably Demaryius Thomas, if not Julius Thomas's, but give them contracts because they could be leaving, which I think that'll be a big, they're going to want to keep them around. So Raheem Moore could be left out there in the cold. And I think the Bucks may be looking towards him to replace Goldson there, which I, I, I think you stick with Goldson, to be honest. I think you stick with Goldson, but what can I say? I'm just sitting here talking. So, free agents, why don't I jump on over quick to Jacksonville? Why not? That's close by. It's not that far of a hike if you want to hit the beaches, the nice beaches. I like Jacksonville. It's a nice place. I think the Jags are going to be eyeing Ndamukong Suh. They're going to push hard to get him in there. They got a lot of cap space. A lot of cap space over there. Possibly setting their sights on Randall Cobb there in Green Bay. He might be leaving. And also Julius Thomas there in Denver. I don't think they can keep both Thomases there in Denver. Which I think that'll... Because they're pretty tight. They're pretty tight on the salary cap there. So, which brings us to salary cap. Broncos, I believe, are currently asking Peyton Manning to take a pay cut. And that is not like Peyton Manning. He doesn't do that. he's made money. In the entirety of career, I believe he's made about $250 million. That's not including stuff outside of the game. $250 million, I think you're all set. Even though, you know, he's had a rough time of things within the past 5 years, taking some hits and been out for a year, a couple surgeries in the middle. But I think if he wants to get to the Super Bowl, you can't, especially when you're winding down. Let's be honest, your career's winding down. You want to get paid because you know this could be your last season. I think if he was looking at this as the last season, if he comes back and it took him that long to consider whether or not he wants to come back, I feel like this will be his last season. If he took that long to consider, and yeah, he had to go through procedures and different physicals and stuff like that, but... You got to think this will be his last season, and if it is, you want to make enough cap room so your team can build around you. You need to put the pieces in place, and you have the pieces. You got to get better defense. You got to get better defense. You got the fucking running game. You got the fucking pass catchers. No, he didn't get sacked too much either. So you got everything. You just need better coverage, I think. Even though I thought they were gonna have great coverage, they got Talib there. They picked up that old Stinky Feet from the Browns. I don't know what happened. It didn't pan out as they wanted it to last year. But I feel like he needs to, if they want to keep Demaryius Thomas and Julius Thomas there, he's going to need to take a pay cut. He's going to need to take a pay cut. What's the deal with pay cuts? That was a terrible Seinfeld. I apologize. What's the deal? That's a little better. Just a little better. Hey, can you look to the top of your screen? Look to the top of your screen there. Only in Tampa Bay, bitch. See that? Sports. I got my own thing. Huh? How's that? I'm the only one working that, you know? But that puts a little more pressure on me. Before, it could have swung either way. Now it's all on me. To hold this up, because who else is gonna? I'd like to see someone else do some sports. It'd be nice, but I don't know. Maybe I can fucking strong arm someone into it. So I feel like I knocked out some news pretty quick here. It's my second podcast of the night here. Last one I did a half hour. Of course, I had two other people there speaking with me. But yeah, there's not too much going on. I mean, the Lightning, like I said, they fucking played in 3 days. Combine's over. Next up, the draft. So we'll see. We got some big coming up here. I believe the end of the franchise tag, when you can slap the franchise tag, is coming up on your players. So we'll see what's going to happen. Speaking of franchise tags, or speaking of free agency, let me say A.J. Hawk from the Green Bay Packers let go. I guess he didn't pass a physical or something like that, which is a shame because... he was just a nice force back there. Compliments Clay Matthews real nice. So, he'll get another chance somewhere else. How many years? He played about 9 years And he is in Green Bay. So yeah, he's definitely going to get another chance. Drafted to Green Bay, so I think he's got to give him 4 or 5 years left. Who knows? Maybe the Bucks will be looking his way. And then another one from the NFC North. There, they're the North, right? You would assume that's the North. Reggie Bush leaving the Detroit Lions, or not leaving? Not on his terms. He got cut. They let him go. So he'll find somewhere else. He'll find somewhere else. Definitely. He's a good running back. Some slip ups. You know, he did some, you know, not some great things in life, like dating Kim Kardashian. But I think he can bounce back like he did from that. When he was with, I believe, who was he with then? The Saints? I think he was with the Saints. So yeah, he'll get picked up. Like that. Did you hear that? Like that. That's how fast he's going to get picked up. Like that. Not to the Bucs. That's nothing to keep your eyes on. He's not coming to the Bucs. That's just not going to happen. The backfield is full. It's pretty full here in Tampa. So that's not going to happen. I brought up the franchise tag. And a story that's been kind of brewing for a while. You look at the contract talks with Dez Bryant and the Dallas Cowboys, and apparently there may not be a tape of Dez Bryant doing something. It hasn't been said what it is he's doing, but what has been said about it is that it's five times. It's usually you say 10 times, but apparently this isn't 10 times. It's 5 times worse than the Ray Rice video that Ray Rice and his then fiance in the elevator, where he punched her in the face and she fell, smacked her. Let me just tell you in case you didn't see it. Punched her in the face. She went down, smacked her face off. You know that railing along the side where you can kind of lean back when you've had a little bit too much? And she smacked her face off that and then hit the ground. Then he dragged her out of there. In the door, at one point, I believe the doors went to close but kind of hit her torso and they couldn't close, so they opened back up. And you could almost see, like, just life come... Obviously, life go out of her at that point. She didn't die. She's alive and married and still married him. So, you know, just, okay. He knew that was it. Kind of like him looking up at the camera and just him going, shit. You know, like, that's it. Now, if it's as bad as that, if it's 5 times worse than that, that's pretty bad. Apparently, it's security footage from a Walmart parking lot, which is somewhere at least number 2, top 5, at least let's say top 5 at the time, whenever it happened, top 5 receiver in the NFL getting paid. You're making at least $2 million a year. You still go to Walmart, right? And you hang out in the parking lots, right? And I'm guessing it's something he did to a woman, or else the Ray Rice video wouldn't be brought into it. You'd just say, oh, he punched a guy in the face, or he got a guy in a figure four leg lock. You know, what are you doing there? You know, you got that kind of fucking, are you shitting me? I'm fucking poor as shit and I don't go to fucking Walmart, you dummy. Are you out of your fucking mind? Get your shit together. Get your shit together. So, I have a feeling that something's going to come up. Apparently, they seem to think it might be some ex-colleagues, maybe the agency that he used to be with. His agent used to be with. He left and went to a new one, so they think it might be them. And it has been confirmed that there is a video. There's been confirmation that there is a video. Who knows what the video is, but it's 5 times worse than the Ray Rice video. which is fucking bad. So I want to say that I'm not, I don't want to speak outside of school. I don't want to speak outside of school, but the Cowboys know about this. The Cowboys know about this. That's all I'm going to say. I think, allegedly, I think. What do you say to keep your ass safe, you know? I feel like the Cowboys know about this. They knew about this, and they were trying to keep it quiet, and that's why they didn't sign a long-term deal with him, and they haven't franchise-tagged him yet. Why would they not sign, at this point, the number two wide receiver in the NFL to a long-term contract? Why wouldn't they do that? You tell me. Exactly. It's like the 90s all over again with the... Okay, what... Okay, when this video comes out, let's see what... let's see how quickly fucking Deflategate has been forgotten about. Okay? How quickly fucking... someone filming someone's practice. Okay? But let me film their fucking plays. Now I'm just getting on a horse. It'd be nice to have a horse, wouldn't it? Maybe I'll get a horse. If I had Dez Bryant money, I wouldn't be out punching people. I'd be riding a fucking horse. Well, I managed to stretch that out into something. I managed to stretch something that has nothing to do with Tampa Bay longer. Let me put some little adverts. I gotta start forcing people into stuff here. Making me advertise for them. You got Gasparilla Music Festival coming up March 7th, March 8th. 7th, you have Modest Mouse headlining. The next night, Gogol Bordello. That's going to be coming up. You've got Big Guava coming up, I believe, in May. May 8th and 9th. That's a Friday, Saturday. And that Friday, you've got Passion Pit, Ryan Adams, Jenny Lewis. You got Big Data, Melky Chance. Those are some of the big names going out on that night. Then Sad D. You've got The Strokes, Pixies, TV on the Radio, Run the Jewels, Death from Above, 1979, Action Bronson, Hozier, Cold War Kids, Banks. It's going to be real sweet. I already got my tickets for that, my two-day tickets. Then... Well, I just purchased my Bill Burr tickets for April 11th at the Ruth Eckert Hall. If you haven't yet, check out his stand-up. He's got a new special, new meaning a few months old, on Netflix. Also, check out the Monday Morning Podcast. He's one of my favorite comedians going on out there. Also, this Friday, you got Margaret Cho down at the Improv in Tampa, in Wybor. Get down there. Tickets aren't fucking expensive. Go see her. That's going to do it for me, folks. As always, be good. Be good. Like when I now, when I talk, the vibrations, the reverberation goes off the wall and onto the drums, and I can hear a vibration in the air. I don't like it. I want to get a better mic now that I'm kind of taking this seriously, now that I kind of know what I'm doing. So yeah, be good, folks. Ignore the vibrations from the drums. Be good, be safe, and take it easy. Stonker!